Last Saturday at the Tree of Life Synagogue in the Squirrel Hill neighborhood of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 11 people were killed at a memorial service in one of the vigils in Duluth, lines from Leviticus chapter 19 were repeated in Hebrew and then in English. Lo tamad al dam recha. You may not stand idly by while your neighbor bleeds. You may not stand idly by while your neighbor bleeds. And so we remember Joyce Feinberg, Richard Gottfried, Rose Malinger, Jerry Rabinowitz, brothers Cecil and David Rosenthal, Bernice and Sylvan Simon, Daniel Stein, Melvin Wax, and Irving Younger. May their lives be as a blessing. I invite you to open your hymnals to hymn number 399. It's Vine and Fig Leaf. It's the words are from Micah. Chapter 4, verses 3 to 4, you're probably familiar with them. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore, but they shall sit, every one, under their vine and under their fig tree, and none shall be afraid. This is a hymn unfamiliar, I think, to you. Heather will play it through. And you'll notice that the first lines are repeated. Let me find it so that I'm reminded of the words. I've got it. It's okay. Thanks. And everyone neath the vine and fig tree shall live in peace and unafraid. And it repeats, and everyone neath a vine and fig tree shall live in peace and unafraid, and into plowshares turn their swords, nation shall learn war no more, and into plowshares turn their swords, nation shall learn war no more. Now, usually this is a very rousing hymn when sung in Hebrew, but today we'll sing it through just twice, actually, and slowly. I invite you I'll tell you when to rise, I guess. Yes, please. Rise in body or spirit as you are able. And everyone neath the vine and fig tree shall live in peace and unafraid. And everyone neath the vine and fig tree shall live in peace and unafraid.
Our second reading is called Remember by Joy Harrell. Remember the sky that you were born under. Thank you. Know each of the stars' stories. Remember the moon. Know who she is. Remember the sun's birth at dawn. That is the strongest point of time. Remember sundown and the giving away to night. Remember your birth, how your mother struggled to give you form and breath. You are evidence of her life and her mother's and hers. Remember your father. He is your life also. Remember the earth whose skin you are. Red earth, black earth, yellow earth, white earth, brown earth. We are earth. Remember the plants, trees, animal life, who all have their tribes, their families, their histories too. Talk to them. Listen to them. They are alive poems. Remember the wind. Remember her voice. She knows the origin of this universe. Remember you are all people, and all people are you. Remember you are this universe, and this universe is you. Remember all is in motion, is growing, is you. Remember language comes from this. Remember the dance that language is, that life is. Remember.
Well, today's reflection comes from a song by Sarah McLachlan. I will remember you, I will remember you. Will you remember me? Don't let your life pass you by. Weep not for the memories. So we are a people of memory and hope, a people of the living tradition. We may forget what we have read, what we have learned, the plot of the novel, the names of the muses, the quadratic equations, guilty as charged, and the name of that river of forgetfulness that starts with L, I think, as I recall. We are a people of memory and hope, of the living tradition. We remember dates, we remember births and anniversaries, important events, or for those of us who don't remember them so well, we have them in our smartphones, or for me, on paper in several spots. So, Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday and Thursday, October 31st, November 1st, for Samhain. You celebrated that here, an ancient Celtic festival that marks the end of harvest time, a time when the boundary between the world of the living and the world of the dead is the thinnest. Thursday is also the Christian All Souls Day. Across the United States southern border, it's Dia de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead, the day to remember and honor and entertain our ancestors. And of course, next Sunday is Remembrance Day. 2 days later, on November 13th, is World Kindness Day. A good day to celebrate. Who knew? World Kindness Day. And some of us do not forget that November 24th is Evolution Day, which Evolution Day commemorates the anniversary of the first publication of Charles Darwin's The Origin of the Species. So there's lots of dates to remember, but let's backtrack a little bit. This service really is about memory, not just remembering, but memory. And memory is linked with emotions, feelings. And during our reflections today, I'm going to have reflections of my own and will ask you to reflect. My prompts may stir up negative feelings. Some of us have taken years to unpack and analyze and modify and deal with that rush of hard emotions, the feelings that arise. And please feel free that if that happens to you, to take a few deep breaths, to, if you have to, say la 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 in your head, write your to-do list, but do what makes you feel safe. Now, I'm reminded of a litany. This last week, I went up to Winnipeg to the Canadian Unitarian Council regional church gathering, and a litany that I now recite to myself. It goes, and it's from a Canadian minister who was serving in Flint, Michigan at the time when the automobile plants were closing, Charlotte Cowan. And it says, personalized, it says, I am loved. I am loved. You know, even on those days when in my head it's saying, nobody likes me, everybody hates me, I'm going to eat some worms. I am loved. And I am worthy. Even on those days when that line from there is a bomb in Gilead, there's a line in there that says, sometimes I feel discouraged and feel and think my works in vain. I am worthy. And the last one is, and still, I could use a little work. So remember, yes, all of us need to remember, we are loved, you are loved, you are worthy, and yes, you could use a little work. We could use a little work, all loved, all worthy, all could use a little work. We're people of memory, and all things, all sorts of things bring on memories. Who knows, that Sarah McLachlan song may have stirred up memories for you, since she's a Canadian singer-songwriter. Songs bring back memories. They stir us to think about another place, that our song, you know, our song. It may be, it may stir very positive memories, and if you've broken up with that person whose song you shared, it may bring up not such good stuff. Maybe you have a song like that. You know, I have been known to have songs pop up into my head all the time. So, smells. Smells may bring up memories. And in just a lovely book called A Natural History of the Senses, author Diane Ackerman writes, unlike the other senses, smell needs no interpreter. The effect of a smell is immediate and undiluted by language, thought, or a translation. A smell can be overwhelmingly nostalgic because it triggers powerful images and emotions before we have time to edit them out. You know, that smell of your grandmother's cooking. For me, it's Ackerman writes about the perfume Chanel No. 5. It was one of the first perfumes based on a completely synthetic smell that does happen in nature, but they had synthesized made the synthetic smell, but it also has notes of jasmine and rose and cedar and vanilla and musk, just a whole array of smells making up Chanel No. 5. It's my mother's perfume. She had I still remember she had the tiniest bottle that she would just use a tiny, tiny bit for the very, very, very special occasions in her life. Do you have a smell like that that triggers a memory for you? So songs, smells, sometimes places, places out in nature, or sometimes previous homes or your current home. I recently visited my family down in southeastern Wisconsin, and I was coming back from a birthday party when I decided to go past the first home that I had ever known. It was a Polish-American neighborhood back then on the south side of Milwaukee. It's Hispanic now. And I remembered the entryway. I remember that because my brother was trying to engineer a light socket with a fork, and I touched him. I remember that. I remember the pantry where I was getting an Oreo cookie. Now, I can't remember if this was an authorized or an unauthorized, but knowing what a meek kid I was, it was probably an authorized Oreo cookie. And I went into the pantry. It was just this little narrow pantry between the dining room and the kitchen. And as I would usually do, I got the Oreo, I twisted it open, and to of course, lick out the frosting. And there in the frosting was a worm. And I screamed. I have not screamed like that often in my life. I remember during the summer, we moved away from there when I was 7 years old, and just not quite 8 years old. And I remember taking our little red wagon, my brother and I, down the street. It was kind of a very quiet street, almost a cul-de-sac, and at the end of the street was a cemetery, and we would walk through the cemetery, just the two of us, and then would walk across a fairly busy street to get to the library. And of course, I would come back with my 20 or 24, however was the many was the library limit you could take, with my 20 books, and my brother would have his two. And visiting this time that cemetery, I discovered it was a German cemetery, stones to Mutter and Vater. No one there in the stones that I looked at had died any earlier than the 1940s. So it's gone from German to that neighborhood to Polish American to Hispanic. So where is that special place in your memory where you've been? Camping or walking or living that stirs up a memory, a place of retreat, quiet, conviviality. Sometimes home is not that quiet place. And of course, I thought about a song. Buffy St. Marie, she talks about, I'm a rambler and rover and a wanderer, it seems. I've traveled all over chasing after my dreams. And she, in the chorus, she says, I'll return to the woodlands, I'll return to the snow, I'll return to the hills and the valleys below. I'll return as a poor girl or a king if God wills. But I'm on my way home to the Piney Wood Hills. Yeah, raised on a song there. I've done right, I've done wrong there. And it's true, I belong there. And it's true, it's my home. So we are a people of memory and hope. A people of the living tradition, we may have forgotten what we read or what we learned, that plot of that novel, the names of the muses, and I'm not sure that I ever memorized the names of the muses. I do have poem here with a picture of the the muses looking like Greek goddesses. There are also pictures of the muses looking like Victorian ladies. And then I have this wonderful picture of the muses by some place called Terrace Art on Deviant Art. The muses in very different costumes, but it does have the names of the muses down there. Yes. Calliope and Cleo and Erato and Polyrhythmia, on and on they go. Yeah. And I had to think for a minute about that river of forgetfulness, that river that starts with L. So many of us are old enough to realize that we're not remembering things like we seem to recall when we're younger, and some of that is just very, very natural. We just are trying to remember, I think, way too much in our heads, but we do know people who are experiencing severe short-term memory loss, those for whom their past is a blank, held in the minds and the hearts of their loved ones around them. Or memories that are lost past remembering. Those of us who know of people with memory loss, if you bring those people to mind and if you say their names to yourself or whisper them out into this sacred space. remember Michael Wasilchuk, Steve Hulk. Now, some of us here in this room hold troubling or terrifying memories. Memories that are lodged in our minds and our hearts and our emotions. We've witnessed this recently down in the States in the hashtag MeToo movement. Many people suffer from post-traumatic memories triggered by dark places, by loud noises. Traumatic memories are tenacious. They can't merely be talked away. They're bound to our emotions. They really kind of bypass our frontal cortex. They get stuck here in our limbic system, in our emotional system. So if those kind of memories are troubling you, I urge you to find some sort of support, a person, a group, a therapy that works for you, whether it's drug or behavioral, eye movement therapy, something that softens that response. And remember, you are loved. You are worthy. And some of us need a little more work. Well, before I entered seminary, we had to go through 2 days of intense psychological testing, and part of the testing was filling out this form about the formative events and people in your life, in your childhood, in your teenage years, and your young adulthood. They didn't say anything much about the older adults where I was. You know, people who made a mark on us, and it was a fascinating exercise. I didn't think I remembered much of anybody, and it's surprising when you stop and think about it. With any kind of luck, we each have a person or persons who helped us along our life journey, who gave us guidance, encouragement, maybe some appropriate warnings, who saw in us that loved, worthy person we were and could be, and someone who could use a little help. So, at this time, I invite you to think of that person or those people who have been pivotal in your lives. It may be parents or aunts or uncles or siblings or teachers, other sorts of guides who have helped you along the way. And I invite you to whisper those names into this space made sacred by our presence and our memories. whether living or dead, may their lives have been a blessing to us. May they continue to be a blessing. So dates, events, songs, words, smells, memories lost, worrisome memories that buoy us, memories of people who have helped us become who we are, loved, worthy. Could use a little work. A people of memory and hope, a people of the living tradition. May it be so. May we make it so. Blessed be.